on our report. I would also like to thank you for your remarks on our report, our replies to your list of issues, and our participation in this dialogue. Madam Chair, distinguished rapporteurs and members of the committee, for me personally and for the whole delegation accompanying me here, it's been a huge privilege to take part in this intense and constructive dialogue. It has been a precious opportunity for us to present you with the measures adopted by Portugal for the purposes of protecting all persons from enforced disappearance. In other words, the measures taken to fulfill our obligations under the Convention. We would like to thank you for the opportunity provided us to give you greater detail and depth on the specific features of the Portuguese legal framework and how it is aligned with the rules of the Convention. In particular, with regard to criminalizing certain acts as is required by the Convention in order to give the necessary visibility and weight to the concept of enforced disappearance, along the lines of your observation, Professor De Coe, in fact. Like Mr. Ravenna has said, as in all walks of life, there is still a path to tread. As the Spanish poet Antonio Machado said, it is by walking that you make the path. And this was, of course, put into music by Juan Manuel Serra in one of the songs that we hear as a young person in our youth and which stays in our minds for the rest of our lives. So Portugal will tread the path and will strive to honour its obligations. Obviously, we share the committee's view of this concern, and we would like to thank you for the comments, which we generally feel to be encouraging. And if you will indulge me, I would say they were almost pedagogical in nature. The issues that we've been dealing with here will, I am sure, enable us to continue to fully implement this absolutely crucial international legal instrument in order to counter a phenomenon, the phenomenon of enforced disappearance, which is absolutely topical. Portugal condemns such acts with the utmost vehemence. I'm sure that the recommendations which will be addressed to us in the coming days by the illustrious committee in a few days' time will reflect the constructive spirit of the dialogue that we have held this morning and yesterday afternoon. Obviously, we were delighted and honoured by that constructive spirit. That was our honour. I'm a lucky man. I was lucky enough to have an expert team. They are experts in their field with a wealth of knowledge, and they kept the head of knowledge under strict control. I was under diplomatic control on my right and expert control from those sitting in front of me. So please allow me to take this opportunity to thank them for their excellent work and the superb support that they have given me. You know, it's not easy to be boss, you know. Madam Chair, please allow me to conclude by extending my thanks to you, the rapporteurs, and the other members of the committee for the careful attention that you have paid us and for the charming cordiality afforded us and which epitomised the way in which we have worked, allowing us to share our common concern, which underpins our joint efforts. I would also like to extend a special word of thanks to the interpreters. I would also like to extend a special word of thanks to the interpreters who have most effectively allowed us to communicate